Proverbs 31, verse 25 to 31. She is clothed with strength and dignity, and she laughs without fear of the future. When she speaks, her words are wise, and she gives instructions with kindness. She carefully watches everything in her household and suffers nothing from laziness. Her children stand and bless her. Her husband praises her. There are many virtuous and capable women in the world, but she has surpassed them all. Charm is deceptive, and beauty does not last. But a woman who fears the Lord will be greatly praised. Reward her for all she has done. Let her deeds publicly declare her praise.
Shall we pray before I start? Lord Jesus, I just pray, as I bring this message, that you will touch the heart of each one of us here today, and we will feel your love and your Holy Spirit. In your name, amen. Okay, Proverbs 31. When I first read that, I was like, oh my gosh, this woman is amazing. And then I started to think about women that I think are awesome, and Disney came to mind, obviously. So we're going to show a clip from one of my favourite Disney films, if we are able. If not, I can... Oh yay, look!
Are you all right?
I'm all right, but you've nearly frightened the life out of him.
Who?
The stag. What's he ever done to you, Lee?
It's okay, I can explain it. I've seen it so many times.
I must confess I've never met him before. He is a friend of yours.
An acquaintance. We met just now. I looked into his eyes and he looked into mine, and I just felt he had a great deal left to do with his life. That's all.
Miss, what do they call you?
Never mind what they call me.
You shouldn't be this deep in the forest alone.
I'm not alone, I'm with you. Mister, what do they call you?
You don't know who I am? That is, they call me Kit, or my father does, when he's in a good mood.
And where do you live, Mr. Kit?
At the palace. My father's teaching me his trade.
You're an apprentice.
Of a sort.
That's very fine. Do they treat you well?
Better than I deserve, most likely. And you?
They treat me as well as they're able.
I'm sorry.
It's not your doing.
Nor yours either, are they?
Not so very bad. Others have it worse, I'm sure. You must... simply have courage and be kind. Mustn't we?
Yes. You're right. That's exactly how I feel.
Please don't let them hurt him.
But we're hunting, you see. It's what's done.
Just because it's what's done doesn't mean it's what should be done.
Right again?
Then you'll leave him alone, won't you?
I will.
Thank you very much, Mr. Kit.
Ah!
Brilliant.
There you are, your heart.
It's Kit! Kit! Brilliant. Kit, brilliant. I'm Kit. I'm on my way.
Brilliant.
Are we...
Lovely. Sorry. Now, can anybody tell me where that clip is from? Thinking of the kids. Maybe Amber. The new Cinderella. It was the new Cinderella. I like to move about, so I'm actually going to hold it. And now Cinderella is known for she has a wicked stepmother. But that isn't the relationship I'm going to focus on, because that would be a bit morbid, wouldn't it, on Mother's Day. But actually, the relationship that she had with her mum, before her mum died when she was young was a very, very good one. It was a very awesome one. And throughout the whole film, she quotes what she quoted just then, saying, "We must have courage and be kind." And that is what her mother said to her. And that stuck with Cinderella for the whole of her life. And that's how that's what she did. She lived by having courage and showing kindness. And then I was thinking, now I'm sure our mums have taught us lots of things. And it just made me think about the relationship that I have with my mum. And I'm actually very, very blessed because I have a very lush relationship with my mum. There's two people in the world that I can always say anything to, and that's my mum and my sister, which is beautiful. And I just thought of a story when I was in my second year of uni. I had work experience 1 week in London, and I got really excited because I was going up in rush hour. That wore off the next day, but I got very excited, and I borrowed my sister's clothes because her clothes are nicer than mine, and I was working for a photographer's agency up in London, and I had to do all the little bits and bobs that people didn't want to do, and they just like make the tea, sort out the filing cabinets, and put sticky labels onto envelopes or go get the envelopes. And now this was the job that I was now had to do. I had to go and get a load of envelopes. Now, if you know me, just as a side fact, you would know that I've been going to this church all my life, and I still managed to get lost in Buckers Hill. So put me in London. And it's not great. So I had to leave. I was in Covent Garden, and I had to go and find a Ryman's. And I've actually Googled it, right, just when I was thinking about this, so just to see how long it should take. It should take 5 minutes. It took me 20. I got lost. And I got to the Ryman's. It was a very small Ryman's. And I asked, we had to have a specific size envelope, and it was quite big because we were sending out loads of invitations for this exhibition for the photographers, and so before I left, Kitty, the administrator, gave me £40 and just said, get however much you can with that, like hopefully that will cover 200 envelopes. And I was like, right, okay. So I got finally to the Ryman's, and it was tiny, and they had like two of the size that I needed, and I was like, I need 200, and they were like, well, go to the big one. And I was like, oh, great. That's on the Strand. And I was like, so where is it? And he was like, it's on the Strand. Where's that? And he literally couldn't have given me more of a are you silly look if he tried. But he laughed to himself and explained. He said it should take 10 minutes. It didn't. But as I was walking up, I then saw a Ryman's in sight, and I got so excited. I didn't know if I was on the Strand. I didn't know if I was still in London. But I saw a Ryman's, and I was like, brilliant, I'm going to go in. And just before I went in, I got a call from Kitty saying, are you okay? This trip should have taken you 5 minutes, and you've been gone for 45? And I explained the situation, and she was like, it's fine. So I got into Ryman's. They had the envelope. So excited. I'd like cleared the shelf, covered, and just brought them onto where you pay, and the guy was like, okay, and then I put my hand in my pocket to find the £40 that Kitty had given me, which was not there, and I was like, oh my gosh, did I put the money down before I came? And he was like, no, and I was like, I don't know where my money is. And I got freaked out, and I was walking around the shop like a manic person, just like looking on the floor, trying to find where this money was, and it wasn't there. And then I was like, right, okay. And I said to the guy, I was like, I'll be back. I need to find the money. And he was like, all right. And so then I like tried to retrace my steps down London, looking for this money on the floor, and I couldn't find it anywhere because obviously there's loads of people also walking in London. It's London. And then I got to the other Ryman's, praise Jesus,
And I looked around in there, and he was like, he looked at me, remembered me, and he was like, oh, right. And I was like, I've lost the money for, and I was like, did I leave it here? He was like, no. And I was like, oh, my, I'd wanted to cry. And so I left the shop, and the only thing I thought to do was call my mum. Now, I was 19 at the time, but I'm sure that my sister will agree when I say this, that still at the age of 25 and 28, when we are in a situation we don't know what to do, we call mum, because she'll know. So I'm in London. She is not in London. There is nothing that my mum can do to help me. And I was like, what can I do? What? And I was panicking. I just want to reread verse 26 when it says, she speaks. When she speaks, her words are wise and she gives instruction with kindness. So I'm panicking. I'm absolutely panicking. And she said, can you come and get me? I don't want to go back. I'll leave my stuff. I was genuinely thinking I would just leave my stuff in there. I would have actually left, but I didn't have my Oyster card, so I couldn't. And I was like, what should I do? And she said, Beck, you need to go back inside, explain the situation, and if they need you to pay that £40, we'll cover it. Just go back in. They're going to think I'm an idiot. I can't do that. But that's not true, Beth. Just go back in. Okay. I went back in. The verse 25, it says she does not worry, does not have fears for what the future holds. I was not in a state of not fearing about what was going to happen in the next 30 seconds. I did not know, and I was so petrified. I went in, I explained the situation. Kitty saw that I was panic-stricken. She got the petty cash out, got out another £30, and said, try not to lose that, and sent me on my way. And I was like, wow. The fear and worry that I had beforehand, I didn't know what was going to happen. I just wanted my mum to come and get me. And sometimes we do just want our parents to come and get us. And the thing is, whenever we need our parents, whenever we've needed them, they've always been there. From a babe in arms, when we're crying at 1 o'clock in the morning, they're there. Now, this isn't like a kind of sexist comment, but just as an idea, can I just ask all the parents in the church, to kind of give me an idea of if you can remember when your child was a babe in arms and they were crying, which was the majority of the time, which parent would go? Can I have a hand up for the dads? Oh, wow. Oh, this is cool. Awesome. Brilliant. And a hand up for the mums now. Right. There is a majority vote that the mums, not saying anything to the dads, that the mums would go and respond. And the only reason I say this is because something I learned from Big Bang Theory is that there is apparently something in the woman's brain that reacts to high-pitched screams. And I wanted to, didn't want to just go on Big Bang Theory. I wanted to look into this more and get a better source. And there's actually been a study that is called the cuddle hormone. And there's it's when oxytocin, I'm going to try and say my words correctly, oxytocin, the cuddle hormone is called oxytocin, thank you, and it surges following childbirth. And they did an experiment on mice, and they got a virgin mouse, and they artificially put in oxytocin, and then wanted to see the reaction. And the reaction that it made when the baby mice were crying, it got up, it came over to the mice that were crying, you picked them up by the scruff of the neck and took it to the nest. It reacted the way a mother would react. Now this isn't definitely to say that this is what happens in the brains of humans, but when it says Robert Liu, he is a nutritionist, he said that is plausible that the hormone has a comparable effect on in humans. My wife can hear my young child crying in the middle of the night and I don't even wake. So it's not anything against dads if they don't wake up, but all of them which do. But it's something that's in a mother that they can hear their child cry. And which is amazing. It says, the next verse down is, she suffers nothing from laziness. Mums react. When we cry, they come. And now, I was like just thinking of this passage, and when I first read it, I was like, this woman is just awesome. But it's not just actually about it's not just about the woman, because many a times it says God refers to his people as his wife, and he is their husband. And in the book of Hosea, that is purely based on his relationship with Israel at that time, his relationship with his people at that time. And so we are actually the wife of Christ. We are the bride of Christ. Jesus says, gave a parable about the ten brides waiting for their groomsmen to come home. And we are the bride of Christ. We are waiting for Jesus to return. So when it says, she is clothed with strength and dignity. She laughs without fear of the future. This is all. We can each be clothed with strength and dignity. We can each laugh without fear of the future when we have Jesus Christ in our hearts. When we respond to God and know that he is for us, we can stand clothed in his strength, in his dignity. We can laugh without fear because we know he's got it in hand. When she speaks, her words are wise. Our words don't have to be our words. Our words are God's words. When we allow God to work through us, the Holy Spirit talks through us. It's not our words, it's God's words. She gives instruction with kindness. God is everything. Everything to do with kindness. He loves, 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 and he loves with kindness. And when we allow him to work in our hearts, we give out that kindness. We shine that kindness. She carefully watches over everything in her household. God very much carefully watches over everything in our household. I mean, if anything, the testimony of how fast it was for Leslie and Maddie to find a new place, to find a new school that she felt home in, that she felt safe in. God had his hand on his children. He watches over our house. He suffers nothing from laziness. And when we are tired and when we don't want to do the things that we have to do, God gives us that strength. God gives us. God makes us not lazy. And we are his children, and we are blessed. So this is my closing point, that when we allow Jesus Christ to live in us, we are this amazing woman or man or whatever you want to say. I don't want to like take it away from the men, because this, we are all these things, these qualities. And the first, which we didn't read out, but I just want to say, it says, she is more precious than rubies. And I have to tell you the truth, that each one of you here today is more precious than rubies in the eyes of God. And he loves you so much. Shall we pray? Lord Jesus, I thank you for your word. I thank you that you love us. And I thank you that when you live through us, we can be all these things. And I pray, Lord Jesus, that you will strengthen us in the next week, and we can go out and we can speak your kindness to other people around us. We can show your strength to those around us. We can show that we are not lazy, because we have you living inside our hearts, and we can just give out your kindness to those. And I just pray that that will catch on, and they will want to know more. In your heavenly name, amen.